Hour two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning. And as we do every Friday morning at 7 o'clock, we welcome in our friend Jared Stillman to the program. Jared, good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing awesome. We were talking about this earlier, but you and Rex Road firing some Preds fans up yesterday with your take on the Milwaukee Admirals. So I guess I'll just turn the floor over to the two of you to offer your defense. Jared, I felt like that you received kind of the brunt of the pushback yesterday, but Rex Road kind of started the whole thing yesterday morning.
Yeah, I mean, I got fired up off of what Joe said, but I do agree with what, you know, Joe had, you know, said in the morning. Let me just say this. The reason why I think I got more of the brunt of it than Joe, and you guys can correct me if you think this is wrong, is because I think more people don't like me than don't like Joe, if that makes any sense. But, you know, it is what it is. You know what's crazy? I was thinking about this last night when everybody's getting all mad at me, was, you know, we really might have a coaching change here. Like, I mean, I know that it's hard for people to envision that the Predators are going to have a coaching change. I mean, word on the street is that there's going to be a coaching change. You know, I'm not breaking any news or anything like that, but I'm just saying, like, that's the word on the street. And it's like people don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about the minor league team. And I am shocked by that. It's like, we don't want to talk about a coaching change? I mean, we're talking about the coach. But I don't know. Everybody likes what they like, I guess, Robbie.
Well, to that point, like I heard, and we're going to get into this here in just a few minutes, but Friedman came on the midday show yesterday, and he was talking about, like, he's heard behind the scenes that, like, basically a decision is coming soon because all parties realize that if you are moving on, that they need to have time to go find other jobs if that's the decision that's made. And I'm like, well, I mean, it kind of sounds like at this point that might be the decision that ends up getting made, just reading between the lines.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a coaching change. It's like if there wasn't going to be a coaching change, then why wouldn't – it's one thing not to say, like, right at the end of the season when I had him on, you know, when Barry Trotz, oh, I have to evaluate. It's kind of another thing when it's the end of the season and he's sitting there at the press conference and to say, oh, I have to evaluate. But for him to have said that last week – I mean, they hadn't played a game in a month and a half, so I don't know what the whole, like, having to evaluate is or what he's been able to evaluate in the last month and a half with Barry Trotz. So I think we're going to have a coaching change too. I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to, you know, me and pro sports and the pro sports town, which we are, it's like, what do I care more about, the coaching change or the winning and losing of the minor league team? Like, isn't the coach one of the number one topics in sports? But I don't know. I guess people don't want to talk about the coach.
Well, but if your little theory is correct, Jared, then that is relevant because the Preds' next coach is just kind of is modeling the behavior of a coach going for a cup, which he will be doing, you know, starting in Nashville next year.
Yeah, I don't think that Carl Taylor is going to be the next coach of the Predators.
But you don't.
Why have you changed? Just the word on the street, okay. Which you know I'm a big believer in. I think the word on the street has me believing that Carl Taylor will not be the next coach of the Predators.
Okay, so who will be? I mean, let's keep going with your word on the street.
Well, the word on the street, I don't know about who will be the coach. You know, this is like my grandfather, my late grandfather. He used to, you know, work with my uncle. And my uncle would always go into my grandfather's office and ask him what he wanted for lunch. And he would tell him what he didn't want. So he'd say, like, I don't want a chicken sandwich. I don't want to. And it, not really what you do want. And so I don't know who the coach is going to be. And I don't know that Carl Taylor's not going to be the coach. I would just say that my sense, like Diana Russini's sense, leading up to the draft that the Titans wanted C.J. Stroud, or Doug Collins's sense that Phil Jackson was going to take his job, my sense is that Carl Taylor is not viewed as ready for an NHL coaching position.
Jared, we kicked this around earlier, and hang with me from where I'm going with this, but the question I threw out there is, are Titans fans placing too much faith in Mike Vrabel? I think Vrabel's a really good coach. I think he's proven what a good coach he is, but You know, they did lose seven games in a row to end last season. I look at the wide receiver room right now, and I think to myself, where is the playmaking coming from this team? And yet I hear, like, some Titans fans talk about the schedule, and it's like, well, they got Tannehill, they got Henry, and they got Mike Vrabel, so they can't be that bad. Like, do you think Titans fans are placing too much faith in Vrabel given what this roster looks like right now?
No, I mean, I think that's my take. Like, I think that that take was taken from me. You know, one of the things that I laugh about, and I honestly think even you guys have to laugh about this a little bit, the amount of people that get mad at me for, like, a, I don't know, controversial take. You know, people that get mad and all they ever do is talk about how they never listen to the show and they hate the show and that the reason why that they don't listen to the show is because they hate me. And yet it seems like I have, like, these takes that everybody hears. And that's my take, is that Vrabel, Henry, and Tannehill are going to keep you as a team from, I mean, you're not going to win four games with those three guys. You're going to win at least seven games, probably. Probably, like, at least eight or nine if you've got those three guys. And so I believe it. Like, I truly believe that the Titans are going to be just where they were last year, competing for the division at the end of the season with Jacksonville. You know, when I went game by game, I had the Titans winning 11 games, which I'm embarrassed to say because I don't look at the Titans and see an 11-win team. But, again, going each game, like, you know, Saints, I think they'll beat the Saints. But that being said, I think that you're totally allowed to believe that. I mean, think about it. With Tannehill, Henry, and Vrabel, the Titans have not – the Titans were, you know, a 10, 9, even last year, 7-win team. And Tannehill missed 5 games. Like, just they, and I'm not one to sit there and say, well, they, you know, you can't count that one because, but I think we can all agree that if Ryan Tannehill plays, the Titans would have beaten the Texans last year.
Yes.
So at a minimum, you're at 8 wins, you know, with Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, and Mike Vrabel together. And that's with everything bad happening and 2 years in a row of 85 and 91 players or whatever it is. So if the Titans just get a little bit of luck, I mean, I think that Henry, Tannehill, and Vrabel are a 9-win trio together. And then if the schedule breaks right or the defense is really, really good or something like that, then you're even more than that. So, no, I don't think Titan fans are placing too much faith in Vrabel the coach. I do wonder if Vrabel the GM, who promised, Joe, promised us a receiver after the draft, I do wonder if Vrabel, the GM, and Rand Carthon are going to find that receiver. And I have had my heart set now on Kendrick Bourne of New England, who I think they can get for a bag of balls. So I'm ready to go. I'm ready. OTAs are on Tuesday. Practice. I'm excited. Joe, I expect to see you there. I'm fired up.
I think the word you like to use is Bobo. Is that the word? I think that might. I mean, my gosh. And by the way, Jared, find me another human being. Find me anybody. There are a lot of humans in that room who thinks that Vrabel promised anything with that comment, with that answer to Kaharsky's question about the receiver room. Promise. Come on.
I mean,
yeah, there's an example of you. I don't think you actually think that. I think you're just
the only thing.
Or maybe you've talked yourself into it.
The only thing Vrabel didn't do in that comment was say, "I promise I'll get a receiver." But he did everything short of that. And so to me, I interpreted that as a promise. I interpreted that as a, when he said, you're going to trust us, that to me was, hey, trust me, I'll get it right, I promise. So
but
I
that's
think
it.
He
no,
promised.
He was, to me, he was saying, you're going to trust us in general term. You're going to trust us. We know what we're doing. He wasn't saying, guys,
well, I mean,
worry,
what are we supposed to trust him to run Nick Westbrook
you.
Akina out there as a starter?
You can trust him to do that.
I ain't trusting him. You do that. I mean, and here's the other thing. I don't trust him. Like, I know that they say, oh, yeah, you're going to trust us. Don't tell me what to do. I do not trust you to go trade a bag of footballs to the New England Patriots for Kendrick Bourne and stick Kendrick Bourne at wide receiver two. I don't trust you to do that. But when he says you're going to trust us, I don't think he's talking to me. I don't think he's talking to Paul. I don't even think he's talking to you, Joe. I think he's talking to the fans. And the whole you're going to trust us, to me, that was a, hey, I promise we'll get this figured out. And so now he needs to live up to his end of the bargain and get it figured out like he promised.
Maybe he just thinks Treylon Burks is going to be A.J. Brown.
I mean, what Joe's doing, and this is actually starting
to drive me crazy. He's more dynamic.
Do we know who the idiot was that the idiot was who tweeted that out that wasn't me?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We found him. And, boy, what an absolute – I'll send it to you. It's fantastic.
Okay, because I heard Paul say that, and I did not hear it in live time, but I saw the cut on Twitter, and I was like, what does this have to do with me? And then it got to the end, and Paul said, dumber than Jared, and I was like, yeah, you know, that is what it was. But let me just say this again. On the Vrabel, the trust, the everything else front, which is I do not understand why – like, I've realized with Joe that unless I – literally say, like, I promise, or Vrabel says, I promise, that nothing then is a problem. So you can tell your kids up and down, Joe, you're going to do something for them, but then you don't have to do it, and then they won't say, well, you promised, unless you say, I promise. And I am just taking the tone of which with Vrabel said and the way Vrabel said it, and I interpreted his answer to Kaharski's question as a promise to the fans, and I do feel like Paul kind of goaded him into it, but Paul didn't try to goad him into it. He just got defensive and was goaded into it.
Jared, wonderful stuff as always. Thanks for being with us. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, my friend.
All right, go Admirals, guys.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Go Ads.
Jared Stillman, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road, joins us every Friday morning at 7 o'clock. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, our phone number. Lots to react to from Jared there, and we will get into the John Hines discussion coming up next, because I think it's starting to get pretty interesting. That's coming up on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight at 5:35 on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds taking on the Durham Bulls, the AAA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Sounds wrap up their series this weekend on Saturday at 5:35 and on Sunday at 12:05. Sounds Baseball, 94.9 The Fan, presented by 312 Pizza, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. We are live from our 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Thanks to Jared Stillman for being with us in the last segment. JC says, do y'all have a machine that pumps oxygen into the room to replace what Jared uses during his diatribes? This is from JC from Goodsville on the text line. I thought he was relatively calm that time, Joe.
Yeah, relatively calm. I didn't think he had any takes that were just outrageous. I mean, at some point, did we do that before? Listen to that Vrabel comment at some point. If we haven't, we should. If we have, I apologize. And I apologize that he keeps bringing it up, too. It's not true. He didn't promise anything. It's like Jared's ability to listen to a sentence and then think it's a completely different sentence is pretty amazing.
It is. I enjoy it. It's one of my favorite qualities about him. He did bring up the John Hines situation, though, Joe. And I will say, just reading kind of the writing on the wall right now on the John Hines front, it's starting to get pretty interesting to me. And we've talked about the Trotz comments on our show last week about, you know, he didn't commit to Barry Trotz or to John Hines coming back next year as head coach, and talked about the evaluation process still ongoing. And it's like, you know, it's mid-May at this point. What's really left to evaluate? And Elliot Friedman had some very interesting comments on the Predators coaching front yesterday too, on Caroline Willie and D-Mace. Here's what Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet had to say yesterday on their show.
Good. I'd love to hear it. What is taking Barry Trotz so freaking long to make up his mind about the coach?
Well, I think that one of the things that I kind of had heard recently was that there was probably going to be an indication coming soon one way or the other, because one of the things I kind of heard just in my coaching gossip circles was that the Predators and the coaches there, like, they realize it's time to let everybody, or getting close to the time to let everyone know, so that if anyone's not coming back, you can go and look for other work. So I think we are getting closer to a decision one way or another. So I heard that had been brought up, that, you know, one way or the other, you know, everybody recognizes people have to kind of be given the opportunity to move on if that's the decision.
So that was Elliot Friedman yesterday on Caroline Willie and D-Mace. And you know, obviously, Joe, you know, jobs are open and some coaches have now been eliminated from the playoffs. Spencer Carberry getting some talk out there right now, and the Rangers have actually requested permission to interview him. So I think at least three teams have confirmed to talk to him at this point. So Carberry, obviously one of those names. We've talked about him a lot here on the show. But I don't know. You tell me. I hear those comments from Elliot Friedman, and I piece those together with what else we know about this situation, which is Barry Trotz has now had multiple opportunities to say that John Hines is coming back as coach next year, and he hasn't done it, and he's talked about the evaluation process. And Friedman talks on Caroline, Willie, and Dimes yesterday about how, you know, you're getting close to a decision point because if people are moving on, they need to be able to go find other jobs at that point. Like, the writing on the wall to me, Joe, is starting to look like John Hines is not going to be the coach here next year. That's just the writing on the wall that I'm kind of taking away from this situation.
Well, I would agree, although what if the writing on the wall is saying that Barry Trotz has someone in mind, and if he can't get that person, then John Hines can come back for one more year.
Well, it could be. And, you know, we've talked about Carberry with that instance, but maybe it's not him. I mean, Andrew Burnett is a popular name. Andrew Burnett used to play for Barry Trotz, and he was a coach in Florida, and he did a really good job. And now he's the assistant coach in New Jersey. Could he be a target? Could there be somebody that Barry Trotz has in mind that is not one of those popular names out there, and he's got somebody else in mind? It could be. I look at the whole situation, and just based on the way that they've handled it, it's difficult for me to believe at this point that they want John Hines back as the coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I'm with you. I think it's like back as a fallback.
Yeah.
Which is not, I mean, obviously, which is not a lot of respect to John Hines, but you know what? Usually when a new GM comes in, new GM has his own idea for coach. And look, I mean, if John Hines gets to have another year with the Preds, do you take that? You suck it up and you take that year and you do the best you can with it, because, you know, for John Hines, who, again, I feel like I'm the Nashville Bobo when it comes to like defending embattled coaches who everyone wants to blame everything on them. You know, I don't think it's been all bad at all in his tenure, but, you know, the recycled coaches in the NHL have won something. And so, you know, this is his second shot at coaching an NHL team. I don't think he's had a full deck at all as a coach of an NHL team, but at some point, you know, you've got to do something in a postseason, I think, to demonstrate, you know, your staying power in the league. And I don't know if next year's team would give him that opportunity. You know, I would guess no. But you'll take that year if you're him. It's also still got to be, at this point, no matter where it goes, it has to be frustrating for Hines, right?
Yes. I mean, look, there's always the chance that, I guess, Trotz has told him something behind the scenes that, for whatever reason, he's just not shared publicly at this point. But again, to me, like, if you came away from your quote unquote evaluation and your evaluation was, you know what, John did a really good job and I want him back. He's got 1 year left on his deal. I don't even want to extend him. Like, I don't think contract extension is what we're talking about, but I want him back. 1 year left. We'll see how he does and we'll figure it out from there. Like, at this point, I don't know why you wouldn't have said that. Like, to Jared's point, the evaluation part of it, to me, should be over by now. And even when we had Trotz on last week, like, the evaluation part of it should be over. So I can't imagine, if you're John Hines hearing all this go down right now, that you're feeling very secure about what your future is going to be here in Nashville. And look, I mean, you probably shouldn't feel secure anyway, even if they brought him back. You're, you know, 1 year left on your deal. And I think it's clear, at least, that there's at least consideration to them moving on from you. That's been the case for a while now. But the more I look at this situation, the more I would be surprised if he's back.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Am I sticking at 49, 51? I think I'm 49 back, right?
I'm about 15% back at this point.
Wow. You're 1585. I was going to say, maybe I need to drop 49. Maybe more into the 30s. I'm a little higher than you. I feel like the scenario, April on the text line, is like, I hope it's Robbie's scenario, not mine. I kind of feel like that might be it. You know, that it's like, look, we know we have him for another year. He's got another year in his deal. It's good to have that. But in the meantime, I want fill in the blank. I want this guy. This is my guy. But can we get him? I don't know. If it is Carberry, they have a pre-existing relationship. But if you're Carberry, you gotta assess your best opportunity for success. You know, I mean, shoot, I'm intrigued by the Rangers job for sure.
Yeah.
If I'm a coaching candidate. So I think it may be that, in which case I think there's a real chance that Preds don't get their guy and they go one more year with Hines. So I'm going to go 37%.
Now, there's also something else on this that I've kind of heard through the grapevine talking to some folks that I find to be pretty interesting as it relates to the Predators and the coaching staff. And we'll get into that coming up next as well. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty, where their advanced pay by TJ option can save you thousands when selling your home. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning. I got some tickets to give away, a pair of tickets to see Bryan Adams at Bridgestone Arena on June 17th with special guest Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Be caller number 3-615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Caller number 3 will win a pair of tickets to see Bryan Adams at Bridgestone Arena coming up on June 17th with special guest Joan Jett and the Blackheart. 615-737-1025. So we are discussing the Predators coaching staff and kind of looking at the writing on the wall right now for John Hines and his staff. You know, the way I'm looking at it, Joe, based on reading the tea leaves, I've gotten to the point where I would be surprised if John Hines is back. But we'll wait and see. It is hiring season in the NHL. That's going to have to start happening pretty soon with the draft coming up next month. So we'll see what happens there. There is one thing that I've talked to several different people about that I think is interesting that is not really a surprising development to me. And it's not really a new idea. We've talked about it on the show before. But one of the things I wondered heading into this offseason was, regardless of if John Hines was back or not next year, what would the future look like for Carl Taylor? And we know we've talked about Carl Taylor a lot. Could be the next head coach. I don't know. We'll see. But in some form or fashion, could Carl Taylor be on the staff next year? And based on several different conversations that I've had, Joe, I think that there's a pretty good chance that Carl Taylor, regardless of who the head coach is next year, is going to be on the Nashville Predators staff in some form or fashion. I don't know if that's going to be a head coach or not, but I think there's a very good chance that Carl Taylor is behind the bench in some form next year for the Nashville Predators.
Okay, wait a minute now. You're telling me that the Milwaukee Admirals, marching as they are through the postseason, you're going to mess up a good thing with the most important sports team in town, the Milwaukee Admirals?
Just saying.
I fail to see how that makes sense. No, but in all seriousness, you know, that's the thing. That does make sense. It also speaks to what Elliot Friedman was talking about, which is, okay, let's say it's Hines back, but they're going to replace someone on his staff with Taylor. You know, you need to let these guys try to find another job, you know? And I think all of this is going to come together very quickly here, probably. In fact, there's probably going to be a press conference at like, what time's the show end? 8:56 at probably like 8:58 a.m.
Yes, a nice release later this morning. It could be interesting. But, I mean, like I said, that's not a new idea. Like, I think we've probably gotten to the point with Carl Taylor, regardless of like the head coach opinion on him, I think he's probably proven that he's at least an NHL coach, and it's time to probably get the ball rolling on that thing. So, again, I haven't been, you know, based on conversations I've had, I don't think it's like a guarantee or anything, but I think that there's a very strong chance that Carl Taylor in some form or fashion is behind the bench for the Nashville Predators next year. So how does that factor into John Hines? I don't know. Like, I don't really know that that has much to do with Hines. Like, I think – regardless of whether or not Hines is back, that could be the case next year for Carl Taylor.
Well, this is a lot of smoke, you know, around changes there. And, again, like it shouldn't be a surprise with a new GM. But you think about what it looks like now and think about what we all thought as they sat there at the end of season press conference together, right?
Yeah.
But again, that's the information we don't know is like, was this inevitable? If that's what happens, is it waiting on someone else? How much of a percentage chance in Barry Trotz's mind is John Hines back here? Yeah, Andy says move Hines to help the Admirals. Seems to be a teacher. Yeah.
Just I don't think that's going to happen.
Has that ever happened before?
John?
I don't think so.
We like you. Would you like to go from the NHL head coach to maybe the AHL? I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. John asked about with Carberry under contract, the Preds want to talk to him. Won't they have to get permission?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we'll hear about it. Yes. So what if that, I don't think that would happen before John. That's the thing about this, right? It's like, let's say he is the guy. I mean, if you start making the public, which will be public, move to try to see if you can get into the mix for him, then how can you do that and still hold on to Hines?
Well, there are, there's always the chance that you could ask for permission, and I guess it doesn't get leaked like that. But that very rarely happens, as we know, with coaches and all that stuff. So, I mean, Elliot Friedman put this out there last night around 9 o'clock, and he was hearing that the Rangers have permission to talk to Spencer Carberry, the assistant in Toronto. And three teams are believed to be speaking to him: Anaheim, New York, and Washington. Now, I will say, like, I'm kind of surprised on the New York front. That doesn't mean that they're like guaranteed to hire him or anything. But
yeah, just want to see what he's
just want to see what he's about. But like, I thought, and still kind of think that like the Rangers might be better served going to get somebody who's done it before. But maybe they view it differently. But according to Friedman, three teams that are believed to be speaking to him, and those are the Ducks, the Rangers, and the Capitals on the Carberry front. And the Capitals one is, I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
See, this is a good early test and a good early exercise for Barry Trotz as a GM to learn a very important word. It's called tampering.
Yes.
You know, just do some good tampering. Find out if Carberry wants to come here or not, and then you have your decision.
Keith on the text line says, do you really think Trotz, as a former coach, is going to hire Hines assistant coaches for him? Is from Keith on the text line. Well, I hear what you're saying there, and coaches, I would assume, largely probably don't like being told who's going to be on their staff. But, like, especially if it's, let's go with a hypothetical scenario of Hines coming back. Like, if Hines is coming back next year and Barry Trotz says, hey, man, you know, you got 1 year left on your deal, you're coming back, but we got to make a change on the staff, and Carl Taylor's got to be on your staff. Like, I don't know that John Hines is really in a position at that point to be like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense from his standpoint, I think, to do that.
No. You also don't know if John Hines – like, you don't know that John Hines isn't like, hey, I know how we can be better.
Yeah.
I've got a weak link here, so, you know, maybe Carl would come in. I mean, you don't know the conversations. And really when it comes down to I think it's a good question because, like you said, coaches hate that stuff. But you know what? Mike Vrabel used to be a player who got, you know, traded and got, you know, was basically on the cutting line when he's with the Steelers, and he cuts players all the time. I mean, like,
right.
Once you're in the new job, you just have to do the job the way it has to be done. And sometimes that means telling people who work for you what to do.
Well, and look, I don't know specifically. Let's say everything else stayed the same, but it was Carl Taylor coming in and he was replacing an assistant coach. I don't know specifically who he would be replacing, but my guess is it would probably be Dan Lambert, given the fact that he's been here the longest and the power play wasn't very good last year. And also, you got to remember, Dan Lambert was hired as an assistant coach before John Hines even got there. He was a part of Peter Laviolette's staff. He was hired in June of 2019, and John Hines wasn't here until 2020. So Dan Lambert is not really even a John Hines guy at that point.
Right. Yeah, that would make the most sense. Wow, you're firing everybody today.
I'm just throwing it out there that there's a lot of smoke out there right now, and I wonder what that could look like for the Predators. I got a text that says, just now tuning in, was just wondering if y'all talked about Stillman, talking about people who are watching the Admirals right now. We have discussed it. Yes, we have discussed that. Somebody won the over-under on the Admirals tonight from you, Joe.
Yeah, I put 6.5. To Jared's point earlier, I mean, I was ripping the same thing. Why is everybody just yelling at Jared? Yell at me too.
Do you buy into his theory that less people like him than like you?
Yes.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025.
Jared is right again.
1025. The takes just keep coming. Coming up next, it's time for the Rob Rant here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 745. Make sure you join us here at 1025 The Game for the second annual Celebrity Golf Tournament, Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament, presented by Gary Force Acura, benefiting Souls for Souls, coming up on June the 7th at Hermitage Golf Course. You can put your team together and come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebs to support a great cause and have loads of fun. Plus, you'll have the chance to win awesome prizes as well. You can sign up to play, sponsor, or donate at thegamenashville.com/golf. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game.
Don't make me angry.
Sometimes you have to tell someone to pound sand.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
This is the Rob Rant.
Now!
Now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Another thing, stop playing us, man. We the Detroit Lions. We the Detroit Lions. Stop playing with us. I don't even watch TV, but I heard everybody already picked the Packers over us. Stop playing with us. That's all I gotta say, man. Don't let these tears fool you. It's all dog around this mug.
What an interview that was. The Jamal Williams action there.
My favorite post-game interview, I think, quite literally ever.
I was very upset during that time when that interview was taking place after they had beaten the Packers in the season finale there with a chance to go to the playoffs. But I will say, like, it's pretty difficult to not like Jamal Williams. He is a former Packer.
And oh, now he is.
Now he's a Saint. Titans will be seeing him week one coming up. But he's kind of a strange guy, but he's kind of awesome at the same time.
He was amazing in Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Personality, yeah. A post-game interview like that when it's like we won the Super Bowl, but you're still not going to the playoffs, but they beat the Packers to not let the Packers go to the playoffs.
Well, he was like in tears to start that interview, crying, and then he just totally like switched. It's like, this is all dog here, man.
He is incredible.
Shout out to Jamal Williams. It's time for the Rob Rant here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 745, either the Rob Rant, the Rex Rant, or the Red Rant here on the program. And I got to say, today is a different rant about our friends that work in the drive-thru. And again, I've said this before, I typically try to treat people who are working in the food service industry with the utmost respect. Number one, it's the right thing to do. Number two, I have seen the movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds in it. And if you've ever seen the movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds in it, you know that don't be messing with people who mess with your food. By the way, Joe Rexro, 2 minutes into the segment, decided to come back. So good to have you back, Joe, on the program here today.
Yeah, you missed an incredible Rob Rant intro.
So confused. Did we not run any commercials? Have I just lost track of
You were gone
time?
For 6 minutes, but yes.
You missed Jared's Admirals commercial.
Yes.
And that's not a lie.
Anyway, welcome back to the program, Joe. Anyway, so
can you redo it for me, please?
I cannot. My rant today is against people in the food service industry. And I was telling people, Joe, I treat people most of the time in the industry with respect. And I did not disrespect anybody in this situation either. I'm just a little bit flabbergasted by a couple of incidents that have happened to me a couple of times in a row. Now, number one, the rant probably needs to be against myself for going to fast food drive-thrus as much as I have gone this past week. It's a problem that I need to work on, especially as I get older, to probably not eat fast food as much as I do. So that's a personal rant that I'll get to myself on a little bit later. But the last two times that I've gone through a fast food drive-thru, and they have been at two different establishments in two different locations in two different cities. So I get up to the speaker and it's like, hey, I'm ready to take your order. Take your order whenever you're ready. So I go through my little spiel of reciting the order that I have in the speaker. And then by the time I get done with it, they come back and say, hey, yeah, sorry, I didn't hear any of that. Can you try it again? I'm like, well, if you're ready to take the order, take the order. What do you mean? Don't tell me you're ready to take the order if you're not actually ready to take the order. And the last two times, Joe, that I've gone through the drive-thru, I have started the order. I've even paused and like given them enough time to hit whatever button they need to hit, continued on with the order. And then they come back and say, hey, yeah, sorry, I didn't get any of that. Can you tell me again what's going on there? I'm like, don't tell me that you're ready to take the order if you're in fact not ready to take the order. It's a very simple thing. I get it. You're working through the drive-thru. You're dealing with a whole bunch of stuff. I've done it before. It's not fun. I get it. All that stuff. But Like, don't tell me you're ready to take the order if then you're not going to listen to a single thing I say after you tell me that.
I don't know that that's ever happened.
Oh, my gosh. It's happened twice in a row.
That's crazy. I mean, it probably has happened to me because I've gone through roughly 8,579,243 drive-thrus in my life. But, I mean, it's funny because, actually, we went through one this week and got the, like, a long wait to be able to take the order, right? Which is, you know, it can be frustrating. We were trying to get to a movie. So it was like, come on, come on, come on. And there was like one car ahead of us. I was like, I didn't understand why it was so long, but still it was like, hold on. Okay, go ahead. I can't recall someone with the go ahead and then, huh?
Well, it's one thing if they couldn't hear me, but that's not what it was. It was the, hey, yeah, right. Sorry, I wasn't really paying attention to anything you just said. Can you repeat the order, please? And like I said, I get it. There's 1,000 things going on in there. I understand all that, but it's like, if you're not ready to take the order, it's okay. Just tell me, hey, I'll be with you in a minute. I'm doing something right now. I'm not ready to take the order. The last two times I've gone through it, it's, yep, get me, order when you're ready, and then I order. Sorry, I didn't hear a single thing you just said. Can you do it again? I'm like, okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Twice in a week. That's amazing. That might be, you know, that might be a message, man.
It probably is a message. Hey,
what kind of food are we talking here? Like how, you know. Like, give us an idea. You can either say the place, or you can just talk about like the, you know, the food items.
I mean, one was an Arby's and the other was a Wendy's. There you go.
I was gonna say, if it's T-Bell, you might need to, like, you know, I think I've said on this program that, you know, one big tenet of our marriage is that one of us must talk the other out of Taco Bell whenever it is brought up. You know, for the most part, it's worked, but it doesn't always work.
It doesn't work with me. I'm there a lot. That's really probably the crux of this. Is I go to fast food restaurants way too much. And as I advance into my elderly age like you, I'm probably going to have to stop doing that as much.
Well, you'd think.
Joe's been to 20,552 or whatever that number you threw out there.
I mean, you would think that someone might stop going through drive-thrus at some point in their life, wouldn't you? But, you know, I don't think I've had your issue.
Again, I have the
wild.
I have the utmost respect for these people. I really do. And again, I didn't say anything to him. Like, I didn't like yell at him or anything. I was just, you know, internally thinking, why are you asking me to go ahead with the order if you're not in fact ready for me to go ahead with the order? Just tell me to wait. It's no big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And like sometimes coming back with, okay, did you say this? It's like, no, I said this.
Sure.
Actually, I appreciate that, because then it's a lot better than just hearing wrong and giving your order. Because I think that's the universal rant about drive-thrus, is that they get your order wrong, right? It's like Joe Pesci screaming about that in one of the Lethal Weapon movies.
Or when they can't hear you.
Who knows that?
Right. And they can't hear you and you have to scream. But I always feel so bad for screaming, because I'm like, I'm not screaming at you. I just want to make sure that you hear it, because you can't hear it.
Yes.
Or I have another one quickly. When you're riding in a car with somebody and they're in the driver's seat and they're like, no, just order yourself. So then me, as a passenger princess, I got to lean over to the window and be like, da-da-da-da-da, iced coffee, extra large.
I do that
yada,
a lot.
Yada. So there was my little quick one in there.
Well, since we're on this topic, man, let me tell you something. When we get into, okay, we're going to pull out the exit. Which one are we going to? Okay, well, let's all argue. Oh, okay, we're going to go to this one. And then people aren't ready to give their order.
Ooh.
What do you want? What?
Right.
What? You don't know what your order is?
By the way, got a lot of people on the text line asking you, like, are we sure it's not a pre-recorded message? And I've experienced those. Yes, these were not. These were the same people talking to me the first time as they were talking to me the second time. So no pre-recorded messages before.
And even if it is, I mean, there's a button for it, right? Like, you don't do it unless you're ready.
I would think so. Jason in Clarksville says, why is Robbie so angry this week? Have I been extra spicy this week, Joe? What do you think?
You've been ranting a bit this week, I must say. But you know what? It's good to get it out. Better out than in.
That's right.
Maybe
right?
It's the hangriness because of the drive-thru.
Somebody did say I was hangry. I mean, maybe so.
It is a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, hangry is a very real thing. With some people more than others.
Joel on the text line says, Sonic has an app you can order from and then just pick it up. Joe should know this as a Nolensville resident. That's from Joel on the text line.
Well, believe me, I've been to that establishment about 10 million times. I personally do not like the app. I'm just, you know what? let me talk to a person, okay? Like, let me talk to a person. When I'm at an airport, I just want to be able to hand someone, here, ring it up. I don't want to do the self-checkout thing. Like, I want more people as opposed to machines. Remember, the machines are taking over, folks.
Yeah.
Okay? Have you read about this AI stuff?
I have. It terrifies me.
Do you have your Snapchat AI friend? That's terrifying.
I don't do that stuff now.
That's terrifying.
I refuse.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds awful.
they make movies about this stuff. All this AI stuff. Pretty soon we're going to get taken over by somebody.
You can ask it whatever you want.
You mean the Terminator?
Yes, the Terminator is exactly what I mean.
It's kind of useful, though. I asked my AI friend on Snapchat if they could make me an entire workout plan Monday through Friday, cardio, weights, and also a meal plan with this calories. I kid you guys not. In 5 seconds, I had about 10 paragraphs of everything I wanted. And then I got a little freaked out. But you could use it for good.
Yeah, 5 seconds is what it's going to take to kill all of us at 1.2 when we keep doing all this stuff. It'd be fun.
By the way, Dustin in Hopkinsville, this is a very long message about you being drunk and something. I'll read it during the break, but I don't know if we can get to it right now.
Okay. Robert in Nashville is mad at us for now being they're craving Taco Bell. Thanks, guys. Taco Bell craving at 7:55 in the morning is a strong one there, Robert. They do
if
have
you
breakfast.
If you go there, always ask if they have the beef Mexi-Melt. It's okay. Like a deep cut that they don't have at most of them, but it is by far the greatest food item ever in that restaurant's history. So and they never should have gotten rid of it.
I'm trying to decide today, like if I, once we get done with the program here, should I go through another establishment and see if this time the order goes smoothly and we're one for one on the attempt?
No.
Just stay away?
I'm for it. I say do it.
Okay. Let's see what happens. 615-737-1025, our phone number. This has been the Rob Rant here on Robbie and Rex Road. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.